The Holy Spirit in you will begin to open your mind. But you must grow in grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That is the last two verses of Peter's, 2 Peter, of Peter's letters. Peter, the first apostle, and the chief apostle at that time. And he was speaking the truth of God. You know what the Bible says about tale-bearing and rumors? Well, this church has not practiced that. We're the biggest tale-bearer and rumoring church that I ever heard of. Shame on you people that do it. That's some of you right here are guilty of that. You're going to answer to God for that if you don't stop it. Good news, do it. Good news, tell people. Bad news, shut your mouth up about it. And try to believe the best in people, not the worst. It seems we want to believe the worst, and we want to whisper that to everybody. We want to tale-bear it. I say something, if someone takes exception to it, they get on the telephone and it goes from one end of this country to the other, to the whole membership. Read what James wrote about the tongue. That's another thing that we do that is wrong. And if we're going to grow in God's grace and knowledge, we quit doing those things. I've tried to clean up our women's faces recently. I think some women didn't like it. They resented it. I am very glad that most of the women in this church here, I find, I've had reports that most of you, when you knew I'd made that decision, took your makeup off right away off the bat, even before you heard the sermon on it. Well, congratulations, and thank you for doing it. But you didn't please me by doing it, you only pleased God. Sometimes I wonder what the women would do if the men started painting up their faces in all kinds of ways. Some of these things are so ridiculous, but we don't think about that. The only thing women think of, and other women do it, the world does it, and we must go along with the world, mustn't we? Oh, no, we mustn't. God says, come out from among them and be separate. Do you want to still be with the world? Go to the world. Don't come into this place. This place is not of the world. We're to be different from the world. We're a separate and a holy people. And we've got to live that way. Now, the Holy Spirit will open your mind if you study the Word of God, if you listen to the Word of God, and you grow in spirit as you pray to God more and more, and pray for the brethren, pray for people, even for your enemies. I pray for my enemies even before I do for some of my best friends and some of the brethren. Of course, God may bless them by punishment to wake them up. Maybe that's the best thing for them. God knows I don't. But I only pray for them, not against them. I don't want any harm to come to them. I just want blessings from God to come to them. You can pray for your enemies. God isn't going to hurt them. Not unless it's for their good. He won't do anything that is not for their good. Now, next to understanding, the Holy Spirit will give you the love of God that keeps His law. You were not born with the kind of love that will perform and keep God's law. You have to have a special love that comes from God. It's impossible for you to really love God like you should. We only love Him because He first loved us. And it's His love coming through the Holy Spirit into us, and some of that goes back. And you see, there are two wires going into this light. One brings the electric current in, and another goes back. The Holy Spirit comes in, but it flows like water or like air moving. And part of it must go back to God in love toward Him, and part of it out to neighbor in love toward them. And God will give you that kind of love. It's a different kind of love than you were born with. Next, the Holy Spirit will give you the faith of Christ. That's not some faith you work up. That's a gift that God puts in you, that kind of faith, to believe Him. If you study His Word, if you get to know Him, faith is only knowing that whatever God has promised He will do, you can rely on it. That's faith. Then the Spirit of God will give you the power to do it. And all those things will make a change in your life. The electric light coming into that bulb here changed it and made it light up, made a big change. You and I are to be the light of the world. We're to let our light shine. Not that the world can hear what we say, but that it may see our good works and how we live. Now, part of our good works they won't agree with in the world, but some of it they will. It reminds me of the first time we held the Feast of Tabernacles, or really the second time, in Mount Pocono. There was a merchant there running a store. It said, "You people, we found when you were here last year, you're just the best people we ever knew in our lives." And all the merchants and the businessmen here say that they've never seen people like you. "Why, we think you're just the best people we ever knew. There's only one thing we can't understand. Why in the world do people so good as you have to believe that crazy religion of yours?" Well, this man answered, said, "Well, that's why we're so good. It's a religion that does that, and it would do the same thing to you." And he was speechless. The world can see our good works. They know we're pretty good people if we act like good people, if we act God's way. Then finally, if we endure to the end, if we grow in grace and knowledge, finally, if we die, we'll be resurrected into the kingdom of God. If we're still living, we'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. God will give us immortal life. This mortal will put on immortality. That's the process, brethren. I wish I had time to try to talk on that for all day and all night. I've only said a little, but I hope you got that little, because time is up. But let's go on into the kingdom of God. Let's get this church ready. Let's get each one of us. You get you ready. You can't make the neighbor next to you ready. You can make you ready. Be sure you do it. And God bless every one of you.